Blog Talk Radio.
Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Hearts.
Everyone doing? It's your favorite super fluffy flirt, Miss La Crush Hearts, and welcome to the show. OMG, this is my first Thursday being a 30-year-old woman. Anywho, if you tuned in last Tuesday, you'd know that it was my bite day. We had such a good time, and now we're going to continue with the super fluffy takeover. As you know, every Thursday night this month, we have a topic based around the BBW, or Large People Community. So tonight, there's no difference. Tonight, our topic is trying to dispel some fables about fat people. The main question basically is, what are some stereotypes about quote-unquote, fat people, that you have found just aren't true? What have you heard that you know, you tuned in or you've met a big person, and, you know, you said, oh, you don't stink, or, oh, you don't eat a lot. I mean, there's so much that's out there about big people that may got from the media or somebody done said to you or something of that nature. And also we'll be playing, you know, some fine tunes from yesterday, today, and tomorrow, because that's what we do. Fuck some fat people. Anyway, shout out to Dashing, who just joined us in the chat room. And tonight's question, once again, is what are some stereotypes about fat people that you have found just aren't true? Give us a call, 347-989-0767. That's 347-989-0767. Press that one to basically talk. And press that one, and I know that you're in queue to talk. So I also want to tell everybody to mark your calendars. Mark them down. I want you to mark them down because next week at usual time, Tuesday, November 16th at 9 p.m., we have a special featured guest. Who is that, you may ask? Well, that's Guinness Book World Record holder. Can I say that again? The official Guinness Book World Record holder for the largest breast. Not in the U.S., not in Maryland, not in New York, but the world. Miss Norma Stitz will be in the building. Oh, I don't have sound effects. Oh. So, 9 p.m. Eastern, right here, Full Fantasy Radio Live. Go to the website, fullfantasyradio.com. You'll find all the information about the show, everything you need to know. But I just need to tell y'all this one more game so y'all understand. November 16th, we're continuing the Super Fluffy Takeover with Guinness Book World Record Holder for the largest breast. At 9 p.m. Eastern, Miss Norma Stitz will be in the building. Y'all don't know what she looks like? Y'all don't know who she is? Google her. That's all I'm saying is Google her, Norma Stitz. And you find everything you need to know. NormaStitz.com is the website. Y'all need to check this lady out. If you've never seen it, you need to see it. So mark your calendars. OMG. Ooh, we got a caller. Wonder who this can be. Hi, 609. Welcome to Fall Fantasy Radio with LaCrush. You're on air. What's your name and where you're from?
What you got on? Ah, no, it's that.
Because I was about to tell you.
What's
got
going
on? Cheeseburger. What you got on?
Oh, man, I'm just chilling in a T-shirt and sweatpants, baby. That's all. What's good? What's up?
How you doing?
Maintaining, ain't complaining. You know how I do. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell people who you are since they don't know who you are. I know who you are. You got to tell them who you are.
It's the dashing one. Uh-huh. That's right.
Dashing through the internet, no.
LaCrush.
What's going on, Dashing? Tell them who you represent in Dashing. Tell them a little bit about you. Who's Dashing?
Dashing, well, I am the host for Block Talk Radio Show, which is right here on Block Talk Radio. You know, we have some fun over there, but right now, when I come to shows like this, I don't really like to promote my show. I like to show support for the show that I'm on, but I thank you for giving me the opportunity to do that, though.
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
Well, nothing. My first show being a 30-year-old. Well, my second show being a 30-year-old. So I'm just enjoying the first 2 days.
Happy birthday, boo-boo. Oh.
Right. This Tuesday was my birthday. So this is my second show being a 30-year-old. This is my first Thursday being a 30-year-old. I slept it away.
Slept it away, damn. Wow.
I slept it away. Everybody keeps telling me I'm pregnant, but I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not that lucky. So tonight's topic, because if you don't know, I'm going to tell you, this month, all of November, basically is called the Super Fluffy Takeover, because I had Supreme Diva on last Tuesday. Next Tuesday, I had, this Tuesday we celebrated myself. Next Tuesday, we're celebrating Norma Stitz. And then the following Tuesday, I have the founder, November 23rd, I have the founder of Large and In Charge magazine, Miss Queen Rocky, will be in as well.
Okay.
And so every Thursday of the month, I know next Thursday we won't be on. No, that following Thursday, 25th, we won't be on because that's Thanksgiving. But every Thursday I decide to have, some type of topic as far as it comes to, quote-unquote, large people. And I know tonight's topic is stereotypes. There are a lot of stereotypes out there, whether it be from the media, whether it be from your family, whether it be from friends, about fat people. I put the question out there kind of late because, like I said, I slept the night away. But tonight's question is, what are some stereotypes about fat people that you have found personally that just aren't true?
Well, for me, one of the stereotypes that I find not to be true, a lot of people, I say, that big people or fat people are lazy. They don't like to do stuff. They're not active. Well, I find that to be a total misconception. For one, I find most big people to be very light on their feet and will outdance your ass in a minute. secondly, there are those who are very, very active. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Other than LaCrush sleeping the day away today, you know what I mean? I'm sure she's very active with a lot of things that she's involved in.
I slept the day away because I was up all night. So.
Right, exactly. But, I just had to, throw that in there, pun intended. But, I know some big people, man, who get around and get about, and, they move. They keep it moving, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And they don't take that break that your average-sized individual claims they need, you know what I mean? I just find it a big misconception that all, see, when you say all, it's an absolute word. It's all-inclusive. But there may be some big people who are lazy. But not all.
Mm-hmm.
You have something, man. I'm
mm-hmm.
telling you. I danced with
mm-hmm.
a sister one night, man. I had to sit down. She was still on the dance floor. What?
Yeah. Yeah, it's super fluffy. You get the music going. Get in your soul. Like, ooh, yeah, okay.
Talk.
That's what's up. Another thing, I'm going to put my own out there as well. Another thing is that all big people are not flexible. That's another thing as well. I mean, as far as, you know, being able to move fast, we are flexible. You know, I don't think I'll get down there now, but a lot of big people my size or smaller or bigger can do a full split.
Hello.
There's a lot of skinny people out there that cannot do a full split. I'm just saying, I may not be able to get back up, but I can get down there.
Stupid.
Just gotta put
that
out
there.
Yeah, just keep it real. You know, so that is another misconception. You know, a lot of people, you know, guys, I'm going to say, guys don't expect that, you know, but, you know, my leg, my knees can touch my tits. If done right, if done right. He's so nasty. Hi, I sing because I'm happy, Al. She just jumped into the room. We got another caller on here. I'm going to go ahead and bring this caller in. 832, how you doing?
What's up? It's your boy, Noonie Jr.
Al, Noonie, how you doing, Noonie Jr.?
I'm good. You know, I don't got no show tonight, so I said, let me go call you.
Okay, cool. So did you hear my question for tonight?
No, I kind of heard what the homie was saying, but I don't know the exact question.
Okay, so the question for tonight is, what are some stereotypes about fat people that you have found just aren't true?
I heard that fat people eat a lot.
Mhm.
All fat people eat a lot.
Mhm.
And to me, I think you can't just, you know, and I know a lot of people are going to be like, well, damn, I mean, how you think they got like that? But see, if they know anything about, you know, medicine and, you know, they know about the body, some people don't eat that much and they still become fat. You know, and some people used to eat a lot, but they don't eat a lot now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, once your metabolism gets slowed down, it's kind of hard to reverse that. So you don't have to necessarily keep eating a lot in 2010. You might used to eat a lot in 1998. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah.
But, you know, to me, they make it like fat people are very greedy. But I know skinny people who eat way more than fat people.
Oof. I know. I'd be looking at them like they crazy. Like, where the fuck are you putting that?
Yeah, they just got like two or three tapeworms in their stomach. See, a lot of fat people don't have no tapeworms.
You want to kiss them, right.
I mean, you got to understand, like, sometimes if your mama was big, your daddy was big, and your grandma was big, and your granddad was big, you might be big, too. And I'm not saying that it's always like that, but a lot of times it has to do with that.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? So, you
know. Sometimes it's genetic. Sometimes you're just built that way. You know, sometimes, you know, it's genetic. Sometimes your body is built that way. Somebody say, oh, you don't have big bones. Everybody's bones the same size. Understandable, but it's just a statement.
Right. I mean, I even have.
It's just a statement.
Yeah. Hey, I even have another one if you want me to give you another one.
Sure.
They say that fat people stink.
Right. Somebody said that too. Boo Williams said that on my page. I don't know. I don't know. I have spelled some people.
I don't think size necessarily makes you stink. I mean, if you apply those cleaning materials to the vital areas and the non-vital areas, if you do it frequent enough, and, you know, hopefully it's not 120 degrees outside, then you won't stink unless you have some kind of skin issue.
Also, I asked a question on my page, and they said that another misconception that they have is that that fat people have low self-esteem.
I mean, that we're
easy.
I think, and see, check this out. See, that's such a general statement. Like, Now, what they might want to say, and I'm not even saying that this is true, but what I'm going to say is maybe fat people have a low self-esteem about their size. But do you really think that everybody else has a high self-esteem? Because you might have a skinny person who is not thick enough, or you might have a skinny person who can't fight well. I mean, it's all kind of reasons to have a low self-esteem. If you're going to attack the fat people for having a low self-esteem, talk about everybody's low self-esteem, because I know millionaires. I know a millionaire right now that is an NFL football player, and he got a six-pack, and he got a, you know, I'm not gay or nothing, but the dude is in shape. And he has a low self-esteem, and he's not fat. He probably never will be fat. So, I mean, you know, just because they might have met one person or they might have bullied a fat person and made a fat person cry, and they feel like that's their reason to say that all fat people have a low self-esteem. To me, that's not accurate.
It's not. No, it's not. It's a lot of, and, you know, that's why I have the women that I have coming up on the show this month, next Tuesday we have Norma Stitz coming in. She was born the way she was, you know. She Guinness Book World Record holder for the world's largest natural breast. She wear a bra of 120 triple X. I want to know what size she wore when she was 10. You just don't you don't get that overnight, okay?
For the same size she wearing now. The body had to catch up.
You know, like, I want to know what bra she wore when she was a preteen, you know. So, I mean, it's a prime example that, you know, she is a big person. She has been all her life, you know. So,
yeah,
and some of us have been big all our lives. I mean, yeah, you have those that get big because of baby weight or whatever you want to. But you have some people that has been big all their lives. And like I say on my show, I had to grow into my bigness. I didn't start off being the crush heart, so I had to grow into my bigness. And you know, now you can't tell me nothing because I think there's whatever joke you done said about fat people, whatever harmful comment you done made about me in one form or another, there's three or there's a thousand other people that find me attractive, that likes my size, that actually wants me to sit on them or lay on them or, you know, just enjoy being around me or hug them or whatever the case may be. So, you know, sometimes you have to grow into, you know, your being, and that doesn't matter what size you are.
Hey, Crush.
Yeah.
Crush, can I tell you something? I don't know if it's true. I don't know if it's false. But I'm going to say it's true about fat girls.
Okay.
Or even big girls. Like, let's start with husky, chubby, or fat girls. I'm going to say that they got the best coochie. Period.
I've heard that too, you know. I don't know, everybody, but what people fail to realize, because I guess it's uncool, like a lot of people say that fat girls need love. That's not the truth. I tell everybody, it's not that we need love, we get love. You just find out about us. You know, there's been fat people for eternity. As long as there's been skinny people, there's been fat people. So it's not that we need love. We get love. Everybody needs love, regardless of being fat or skinny.
A lot of people are not in touch with reality.
They letting the media or other people dictate. But, you know, your mom was fat. You know what I mean? Or your aunt was fat. Or you know somebody in your family was big. Yes, you can also go on xvideos.com. Or you could just Google her. Our website is www.normastitz.com, and she'll be on Tuesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern right here on Phone Fantasy Radio. And if you have any questions, let me know. Hit up the Facebook, the website, phonefantasyradio.com. And if you have any questions you would like me to ask her, or you can call in yourself, 347-989-0767. Uh-oh. Is this Miss Trifling? Is this Lady Trifling?
Yes, this is Lady C. Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
How you doing, Lady C?
I'm doing fine. Fantabulous.
Okay. Okay, awesome. We have Nooney Jr. and we have Dashing both on air with us.
Hey.
Chopping it up.
Hey.
Hey.
They all call. Hey, I laid back.
Hello,
hey.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Nooney Jr. Mm.
What's going on, homie? Hello, hello.
Exactly, hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
I'm just gonna do me, and I'm not fat or anything. But guess what?
I used to be heavy set, you know what I'm saying, when I was a lot younger. And, you know, I kind of, like, grew out of it, but now it's a lot of girls who be trying to talk to me now. I'm like, but you used to tease me and shit, like, get out of here. You know what I'm saying? You were so mean to me. You feel me? You were so mean to me,
that.
But now.
Yeah, I get that, too. Get a lot of people who want to crush you, this, you, this. And I've always been big, but this is my biggest I've ever been, you know, in my life.
Right.
I've always been big, but when I was smaller, everybody told me I was too big.
Right.
And I was like, well, then what you say now? You know, like,
the thing is the people that used to pick on you, when you get your self-esteem up and you, like, I don't care, like you say, whatever. If I want to put on my sundress, my strapless sundress, and I think I'm looking good, I don't care what you say because I'm going out because that's how I feel. I want to put on today, you know, and that's what I'm going
to
do.
I used to say I couldn't wear tank tops when I was smaller because I thought my arms was too big. Now I barely have on clothes.
My mom still fusses about that. Your arm's out. I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever.
Yeah, it's 90 degrees outside, Mom.
Yeah. She goes, are you going to wear it? I say, yeah.
Because you guys are skinny people. These are people that wear size 2, 4, 6, 8, and they wear Tim's, jeans, tube socks,
yeah,
and sweatshirts, and it'd be 90 degrees outside. What are y'all doing?
I don't know. Well, it's just like I have a friend who was going to me, you can't wear your bikini. I said, why can't I? I'm not ready. I'm just not going to do it.
I understand what you're saying. I embrace the belly and all that. I'm just not going to do it. I was like,
okay,
no,
look,
I know
my bikini, it covers the belly. I have a bikini that comes down and it meets it's a halter top and it meets the top of the brief. So
oh, it's a tankini,
you know,
then.
So it covers the belly. You know, it's a two piece, but it covers the belly.
Your thighs are just out, basically. Yeah.
Well, okay, my behind is on hydraulics. There is no way I'm gonna hide that. I could put a skirt on and my ass is still gonna lift it up. So you can't hide it. I have a big booty. So I'm not in denial. You gonna put a skirt around it, it's still gonna cock it up. So I if you don't like what you're doing,
I used to get always in trouble for that. I used to get in trouble for that. I wore a uniform in school, and the me and the nun used to always get, you know, go back and forth at it. Like, listen, nun, I ain't nothing to do about that right there.
Thank you. It's gonna jack it up.
Yeah, the nun, you know, like goes, and you had to get it done longer. Listen, lady. Shout out to Mrs. PG.
But that's the way it is.
Junior on the phone.
Hello.
We got Lady C on the phone. And I got some I got another one here. People are telling me Mr. Kuwait Jeezy, a.k.a. the Gingerbread Man. He said fat people eat a lot at one time. Fat people ain't fast. Two fat people having sex with each other. All fat people have sleeping disorders. And he got more, but he just didn't want to take them all. So,
tell him
but
two
he fat loves
fat.
He loves fat, fat ass women. He said, "Not ginger that." I don't think it's a sleeping disorder, but I do sleep horribly. And it's not even that I have a sleeping disorder. I stay up a lot. I push my body to the limit, and then sometimes I just can't control it. And I do fall asleep, but I do snore, so I can't even complain about that. But I snore, I talk in my sleep, I curse out people in my sleep, I fight in my sleep, so I just sleep horribly.
That's because you need some dick.
Hello.
Hello.
Dave LMO said, yo, I'm 6'2", and I'm big and proud. All right, Dave O. Shout out to Dave O.
Hey, something else about fat people that they say, and not just fat people, but tall fat people. They say that they're all bullies.
Okay, so short fat people are bullies.
Well, I don't too much hear about the short tall guys being bullies. And see, I was more talking about men. You know what I'm saying?
Like, you know, like when they be, like when you go to the club, they always got some dude that's like 6'9", like 400 pounds or whatever. And, you know. You feel me? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, the people that started the most, to me, is the skinny dudes, the little ones. The ones that be 5'6", 130 pounds, soaking wet. They are the ones that start all the fights.
He didn't say he said it. He said that's just one of the stereotypes that he have heard.
Okay.
He a lie. I never said that. You just said that's one of the stereotypes he have heard. Like, damn, they won't.
Well, we get ya.
Okay, Devo, okay.
No, and then there's the stereotype. Right. Every fat person want to lose their weight. That's not true.
I embrace the belly. What's the belly? You got to embrace the belly. I feel like this. If you can't like me when I'm big, you ain't going to like me when I'm small.
Thank you.
You think I'm succeeding now. Just imagine if I could wear anything I want. For real, for real.
For real.
Just give me an opportunity. Just for one day, let me be skinny. You see, skinny people have that advantage. They're going to put on a fat person suit and think, okay, I can relate now. You see that? When they be doing that on the shows?
Yeah.
And stuff like that? Like, they throw on this fat person suit.
One day.
Or, you know, they put a couple of weights on them, and now they, I can understand, and it's so sad. Let me get a skinny person suit.
Well, you
that's
know,
that's my question for next week. What would you do if you were skinny? Like,
you don't want to know.
What would you do if you were skinny? What's the first thing you would do if you were skinny?
Yeah.
If you had a button or you made a deal with somebody and they was able to suck all the fat out of you for 24 hours. What would you do? What's the first thing you do?
Does it? Hey. Does it have to be for fat people? How about muscular people?
Muscular people?
Yeah. Like,
okay.
If I could be skinny for one day, you know what I'd do? I would go through, like, a little small space, you know, that I probably can't fit through. Just do it for the hell of it. Yeah, because I got like
just
a big back.
Phase, a crack or something, just try to slide through or something. I don't get that.
Yeah, just slide through somebody's gate or something. You know how they be having that gate with the chain around it? I slide through
there. Okay.
And instead of going through it or jumping on or over it, you know, I could just slide to the left.
Go right on through.
Slide to the right. Too hot for one time.
Interesting comment. Fly through something. What would you do, Lady C?
If I could be skinny for one day, Let me see. I can't say because I think I'm skinny in my mind. Probably
graceful. See, that's a disorder. That is a mental disorder.
Because I wear what I want to wear. Right now, I'm at the age, I wear what I want to wear. If they don't like it, well, what the hell? I would probably be skinny and go stand at somebody who wanted a skinny woman that I knew and would say, look, you like this? Fuck you. You can't have it.
If I was skinny, since this is where we want to wear, I'm wear some cross-color jeans and a cross-color shirt. And then I'm gonna go in the middle of Martin Luther King, and I'm gonna say, "Mac Daddy, make you jump, Daddy Mac, and make you jump." And then, hey, they probably gonna take me to jail for being having a mental disorder.
Like, what the hell,
Chris Cross? Look at him.
Oh, Chris Cross face.
Wow. That is.
I mean, one day.
Never fail.
One day is not enough. Because there would be some people.
All right, so
If you had 3 days, what would it be?
3 days, I would go to a store and buy something right off the rack. And a badass. And then I would torture somebody.
When you say torture somebody, what do you mean by torture? Are you talking about a woman or a man?
Men.
Oh, okay, because I didn't know if you were talking about women.
I've never delved into the bisexuality, but, you know, I like dicks, and I would torture men. And a couple of women I would go and just say, fuck you too, because I'm skinny today, even though I know I'm going to be shit.
You gotta watch what women that you say fuck you to.
I know that. Because they may
some of them will get on their knees and suck you from the back. And see, the thing is, you might start liking it, and now once you like it, now you'll have a mental disorder.
No, I don't like that.
How do you know?
Well, oral sex is good, but see, men can give oral sex, and that's all a woman can give me is oral sex. So I enjoy oral sex, but I need a dick, too. I like the penetration. And if I wanted something fake, I could fake myself.
Oh, okay. And there you have it.
OMG. We have a couple of things in the chat room. Fat girl prayer, Lord, if I can be skinny, make all my friends fat. That's what I sing, said. Miss PG said, pose naked. first thing I would do is pole dance in public at a club, probably Magic City or something. She also said, frolic on the beach in a half piece. And slap Beyonce in the face and challenge her to a dance/single. Wow.
Hey, Crush.
Tap my noodles across my stomach before I pose naked. Wow.
Crush.
Yeah.
And this ain't what I'm saying, but it's just something else that I always hear. I hear guys and girls saying this. They always say that fat guys don't have no meat. So I don't know if that's true because I don't look at men's meat. I couldn't tell you what they have.
No, that's not true.
I mean, you got some. It don't matter if you're big or small.
Listen. Y'all don't have to tell me. You know, this is just a general conversation. You know,
we're
I'm just telling you.
Sir.
Yeah, I'm just telling you. Like that's
small.
That's something that I always heard from being young all the way up to now. They always said that.
But they say that also about bodybuilders too, that when they build up their muscles, their little stuff shrunk.
You know what? I heard that too, but I think that has to do with steroid juice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's
you know what I'm saying
is,
because I'm not a Arnold Schwarzenegger or nothing like that, but you know I'm pretty cocky and I ain't trying to brag or nothing whatever, but I ain't never been affected.
Why not? You got to blow your own horn before nobody else blow it.
No, I don't have to blow my horn because my horn stay getting blowed.
It's bacon.
Looney, well, let's take a break for this conversation. Hold on, Looney Jr. Looney Jr., can you introduce yourself to these people? Because I'm getting some questions. Who's this guy talking? So can you tell people who Looney Jr. is?
It's your boy, Looney Jr., you know what I'm saying, a.k.a. Thibodeau. I live in Houston, Texas. I'm also a Blog Talk radio host, and I got a very crazy, funny show because I'm a very crazy, funny person. You know what I'm saying? The show is definitely going to fit with the person, and that's about it. I mean, I DJ pop, I promote events. You know, I was in the Marine Corps. I was also in the Navy before. I mean, you know, I'm just your everyday hood nigga who done changed his life trying to do better.
So that's just me. I mean, I don't know what else they want to know, you know. They want to know, you know,
and
whatever they want to know.
Are you married?
And, look.
No.
All that
no.
I'm going to have to do this because it's just hilarious to me. But I'm going to have to go and play one of Newly Junior songs so y'all really know who he is. Newly Junior is
hey,
my favorite artist.
Hey, Crush, she asked was I married. No, I was engaged, and I had a little girl, but both of them, you know, my fiance and my little girl left the world, you know, early. So I'm single, and, you know, I'm just kind of, I ain't trying to say that I'm a lost because of that, but, you know, I'm just kind of just trying to live my life without no drama. And when that right situation comes, then I'm going to do it. But until then, I'm, you know.
Yeah, this your boy, Nuna Jr.
Oh, sorry. That was totally by accident. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Nah, yeah, you good. You good.
I'm
I mean,
at
hey,
you make me laugh
hey,
at shit.
Hey, if you want them to hear that nasty song, you go ahead and let them hear it, you know.
I'm gonna play the nasty song, yeah. Cause you never gave me no good songs. These are the only songs you gave me. So,
I mean,
that,
hey,
I'm
gonna
play the
I
nasty
do all
song.
Kind of music, but you know, that's what they
want
is. I gave
one of the nasty ones he sent us. This is one of the trifling songs he sent us for Trifling Week. We're gonna play that real quick, and then we're gonna come back and we're gonna continue our conversation. If you were skinny for 3 days, what would you do? Duty Junior, but I can smell your twat.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this your boy, Nuna Jr. Shout out to all the stank pussy females. This song is for y'all. This your boy, Nuna Jr.
You got a nasty twat. 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 Girl, don't put the thing. Even try to write. I will put people behind you in line as a bank. And I can smell your twat. 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 Girl, don't put the thing.
Yeah. I could never sex you, maybe when I was 10, because we ain't know what stank pussy was when I was 10. But girl, I'm in my 20s, and I done had plenty sexy and dancing women that are independent. I've been exposed to real ladies, so I hate lame. Watch your kitty cat, the animal is not tame. You need to see a doctor, put you in a stretcher. And if he don't do that, then I'ma call a dog catcher. You told me you two condoms, that is not enough protection. Even $1 million would not make me want to sex you. Girl, you need a lecture. After that, you need some cream.
And that's not biotic, your kitty cat ain't clean.
What you was trying to do to me is downright mean. Blow my business and make me burn. Everybody know you got that thing. Don't do me, baby. I know what you about. I'ma call Houston police department so you can leave my mama house.
Yeah. If your pussy stink, you know where you is. I ain't mad at you. Just don't be trying to fuck me no more. Cause I can't be dealing with that. That shit too stressful, you heard me?
You got a nasty twat. 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 Girl, your pussy stink. I ain't even trying to write. I will put people behind you in line as a bank. And I can smell your twat. 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 Girl, your pussy stink. I ain't even trying to write. I will put people behind you.
Smell your twat, no matter what you do. You say you watch it. I don't think so, boo. I am not fool. Say, that is not cool. How did you survive in school? You must have not go to school. Because the kids where I'm from are so mean. And B&C's mode, the odor from your kitty cat probably stayed off in beast mode. And I admit, all of us guys like freak hoes. But we like clean hoes. Don't be saying no to Junior Cole. I'm just saying thanks to you that other niggas won't. I used to want to dick you down. I won't even front. But when you came to my crib, you smelled like a skunk. Dick went from rock hard to soft like what the fuck. Even offered you money, say please, girl, leave. And the fumer gave my mama bed. I was just joking, she was in my bed, but I wish it was my mama. I'd rather my mama beat my ass, say girl, you kind of awful.
You got a nasty twat, you know you do. You got a nasty twat, I'm not fucking you,
man. You a nasty,
girl, your pussy
stank.
It stank like the Mississippi River.
Don't even try to fuck me no more,
make it the
river.
You got a nasty twat, 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 girl, your pussy stank. Right. I will put people behind you in line at the bank. And I can smell your twat. I can smell your twat. I can smell your twat. I can smell your twat.
with nine at the bank. God damn, Nooney Jr. What's up? Clean your pussy, girl. Clean your pussy, girl. Clean your pussy, girl. Because your pussy stank, I ain't even trying to rank. I was four people behind you in line at the back.
That was Nooney Jr. with the old pussy. Wow, Nooney. God. Nooney, what inspired that song, Nooney?
I was
like, when did you just happen to have an episode? What happened that made you just want to write that song?
I mean, you know what I'm saying? I was stationed at the Marine Corps Security Force Company.
Mm-hmm.
And that's in St. Mary's, Georgia, right by Jacksonville, Florida. And I had met this girl up at the club. And like, you know, we always talk, you know, she come to all my parties. We always, you know, talk and hang out and laugh or whatever. And I got a number. I got her number. And, you know, we talk on the phone. So I had ended up coming over there. And I came on the house probably like 6 or 7 times. But like I say, it, in Georgia, it don't really get that cold. But in the winter, sometimes it'll be like 40 or 50 degrees. And, you know, if somebody's stinking, you might not be able to smell it. But she took her clothes off because she was trying to have sex with me, like the 8th time I came to her house. And, man, when she took this thing off, it's like I wanted to cry. So I just made this song about it. You know, I just told her that she smelled like the Mississippi River, you know.
Oh,
bad.
That is, that is just raunchy. That's raunchy.
Yeah. She was real fine.
That is raunchy.
You heard me? I say, if she was real, she was real fine and cute.
That didn't help.
No. It didn't help at all. It was like,
man,
a waste of a body. You like, you know, I want to try to give it to you, like, for maybe a woman to understand. Could you meet a guy that just looks maybe so good, you know, so good to you? And then, like, he take his stuff off and he got, like a 2-inch thing. And the motherfucker smell like an oil spill.
Big old balls that smell like pee. Ew.
Ew.
Hey, they ask how did I get out the house? Well, if they listen, now I was just kind of joking on the song, but I had to call the police.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Did she know about the song?
Yeah,
oh, so
she
you
went
in undercover, huh? Oh no, you just went in. Okay.
Hey.
So just somebody else. Okay.
Hey, she knew about the song. And see, I never put a name on it, but she told on herself.
Right,
she's
nice.
Like, "Oh, pussy ass Nooney Jr. made a fucking song about my pussy, talking about I got a wolf pussy and shit." I'm like, "Baby, I ain't even say your name. You put yourself out there. Everybody know about you now."
Yeah.
And then, you know, like the whole thing, I went ahead and put her out there because she was trying to lie on me, talking about, oh, the reason why we ain't do it because he had a little thing. Ain't no human on this earth ever uttered out that I have a little thing. No human ever. You a fucking liar. Your shit smell like a fucking oil spill. Her shit smell like a fucking oil spill. That's why we ain't do it, bitch. Nasty.
Oof. That is nasty. Small dick with big balls, and it should smell like pee. That's nasty, too. See how y'all be spotting with me? I was saying calm. I was fine. And let us
no,
see how that.
There is another one that they say about big women. They all smell. And that's not true.
No.
Big women don't keep themselves clean. No, that's not true. You ain't.
That's not true at all. See? You like the smelly good.
Love to smell good. Got one guy, he said, every time I see you, you're smelling good. Am I supposed to be funky? I don't feel funky.
That's what
I
don't
if
get,
I think
neighbor.
I smell good. Yeah. But you say you just came in.
I don't get that either.
You're supposed to smell good.
Hey, they talking about she needs a summer. They talking about she needs a summer and winter's eve. Man, that motherfucker, she needs some bleach. Bleach that pussy. She need to get in a tub of bleach.
Oh, I didn't know you could throw it back like that. What I'm supposed to do, just lay there? Like, not all big people just lay there, okay?
No, they don't.
No, I know
thing. We're
hey.
Not laying late. We just don't
hey.
Lay there like a big old log. I'm too big not to move. I got to move. Got to bounce out your weight on top of mine. Shit.
The only thing I hate about having sex with a big girl, or even a thick, real thick girl, is when they leg be in the way, like it's laying down on her back. Get your fucking
like
leg
brother.
Out the way.
Now see, now y'all all know this. When guys get on here and they talk about something like that, that means because you ain't doing it right.
No, ain't about no doing
lift,
it right. Ain't got nothing to do
you
with
gotta
it.
You
got to
lift and
be,
separate, brother.
No, but see, but then some people ain't flexible, though.
You
got to
do that.
See, some,
stop
see,
being
some
lazy.
People ain't.
Stop using just your fingers.
No,
you got to use
people,
your hands. Sometimes you may have
some
to use
people
your forearm.
Ain't, but see, some people ain't flexible, though, and you put your leg back, and they be in pain. They be in pain. They can't walk the whole day next day. I'm not trying to kill the motherfucker. I'm trying to thrill the motherfucker.
And she said,
listen,
she
said, it all goes like this. If you can't do it with their legs up, what you need to do is make them get on their knees.
Right.
You lift up your body, they lift up their bottom. You may have to use your body as well. You may have to use
man,
your body.
Man, I just picked
them
big motherfuckers
arms.
Up. You heard me? I just picked them big motherfuckers up in the air and tear their ass up.
Yeah, oh, you can do that too. Look, yeah. Ooh, yeah, I heard that.
I
heard
Triple
Atlantic
see.
Ooh.
Y'all so
pretty. I heard Atlantic see. She was just so amazed just now. She said, ooh.
Okay, forgive me. Forgive me. I'm
just
being
awful for a moment.
I'm just learning all these things. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey. they say that all big girls. They say that all big girls can suck dick real good.
I don't know about that.
I don't know about all of them.
She needed summer and winter eve with a shot of Massengill. Y'all aren't you? Y'all are just straight, aren't you? So back to our question. If you could be skinny for 3 days, what would you do?
I like when she said take new photos. That would be nice. Yeah.
Take new photos?
Yeah.
And post them on the internet?
Yep. Say I think you can get on that skinny body. Don't you worry about it.
Hey, listen. For people that meet people on the internet, they said big girls only take face pictures. They don't take their whole body, like a lot of them.
Oh, no,
that's not
true. That's not true.
Y'all haven't seen my website.
Well, yeah,
I
know that. Hey, I know that they weren't talking about your website. But you know what? I ain't gonna lie. I have seen a lot of them where they do that. But I mean, I wouldn't say all.
But then there's those women who, and there in lies your low self-esteem.
Right.
You got to love yourself and be proud of what you look like to be willing to show that picture. But when you have people putting you down, it takes a minute for you to, you have to get to it yourself.
You're right.
Okay, I can't get to it for you. You have to get to it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And say, hey, you, if you don't like it, turn the page. Go somewhere else.
Exactly.
You know.
Click another link. Just don't click it from my site because you might go to another fat girl site. Be careful what you click on when you visit my links. That's all I'm saying. Never know what you might accidentally click on. You might see something you just wasn't planning on seeing.
Oh, I didn't know. They can do that.
He all raunchy.
Big girls don't like having sex. Not at all. Mm-mm. That's another stereotype.
Big girls don't like having sex?
Yeah, they don't like having sex. They don't know how to enjoy it. I heard that. Really? Really?
Really, sir? Really? That's anybody. I don't know.
Well, I met an African guy. I met an African guy who had never been with a big girl. I don't think he ever wants to go skinny again, but...
Really? Why is that?
He had never been with a big girl. You can't do that. What you mean I can't do that? Let me show you.
Exactly. Let me show you. I can show you better than I can tell you.
This is how it goes. Ooh, y'all can do that. Yes, we can.
Y'all are raunchy. Y'all are the straight raunchy. OMG. Okay, I'm spinning my own page. All right. Okay, on that note, we got 3 minutes to the top of the hour. So I'm going to go ahead and play my playlist that I worked so hard to put together. When we come back, we're going to answer some more questions. Lady C, don't go nowhere, Lady C, okay?
Okay.
Hold on, let's stay right there. All right. Shout out to Nooney Jr. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for calling up. Have fun with you on the line. Shout out to I Sing Cause I'm Happy, Mrs. PG, Dre, who has probably went to sleep, Crazy, Dave to the MFO, and all those people that's listening to Phone Fantasy Radio. On that note, let me get to my little playlist, and we'll be right back.
I love her. I am a woman who loves a woman. I love this one woman, and her name speaks to me through the softest of lips.
Baby, I love you.
I love you. I see in her what she sees in me, my shining star. Her body is what I need. Every note in music cries when she hits her peak. Like the world, she glows while she's submerged in sheets. I love to look at her. Don't want to talk anymore when she's in front of me. From the curl of her lips when she smiles, to the sway of her thighs divine,
touch me.
I can't help but to watch her. I mean her sensuous beauty.
I see.
I am attracted, and damn, she haunts my train. My eyes are tracing the small of her back, on down curvy thick hips looking sweet and wide. The look in her eyes smiles warmly at me. I just realized I am in love.
I'm in love with you.
She speaks to me lovingly, even when nothing is said. I am addicted to her. My beautiful opium dream makes even nightmares sweet. And I'll wait any time and any place for her to feel like I am who she needs.
Anytime.
She is my heart's song, and as violins play to her melody, I dance to the rhythm of her love, while notes beat against our skin.
Touch me.
She stands in front of mirrors and is never hung up on vanity, but recognizes self-love and she appreciates her worth, and watches the mirror reflect the body of this divine lady. I love knowing this is how she feels, because She feels what I feel and she sees what I see. And I am her and she is me. And together we love and will die complete. Not narcissist love, but a woman's mind, body, and soul realize my opium dream is me. And with her, I am satisfied. The lesbian in me honors her verbally, loves her emotionally, respects her mentally. And physically, there's no hesitation to what good I'm capable of giving her. Me, the woman whose affirmation is to love indefinitely, respects her mind's creativity. I love her because she is four times the lady. My queen and my life who stays at my side, never strays and leaves me broken. She is my beacon. And hope floats off her touch, a true soldier to love, and our life's long bond.
My beacon.
And with every fiber of my being, I love her with all that is in me.
Oh,
Great is Love and All. And before that, we had Bessie Hughes with I Love Her, spoken word artist. You can find her in Reverb Nation. And check out some more of her stuff. Her name is Bessie Hughes, and we got some more of her stuff right here on Phone Fantasy Radio. Lady C.
Yes.
We have 53 minutes remaining on the clock. and we got Mrs. PG in the chat room saying that she was gonna pose naked, strip, and get her money up so she could do it again on the third day. That's what she would do if she was skinny for 3 days. First day she'd pose naked, the second night she'd strip, and the third night she'll pose naked again. And I told her, listen, you ain't got to wait till you're skinny. We have big girl strip parties out here, especially in New York City. There's always an underground strip party for the big girls. I know a talented photographer, and I can always make her website, www.prettygirlnude.com. We can make that money. So holla at me, PG. We can make that happen. Come out here for a weekend. We can make that happen. Then I think I skid off, though. She ended up leaving the room. Her sister, though, told me, don't be having her showing her goodies to all the pervs in the world. Nobody got to know it's her.
Yeah,
to know. Like I said, he's a talented photographer. Nobody got to know it's her. We'll make it work. We'll definitely make it work.
Did you say somebody said they would do the pole dance?
Huh?
Somebody said they would do the pole dance. They're big girls.
Yeah, we have a couple of strippers in here. Got a couple of skinny girl strippers. Just because you're skinny don't mean you know how to work that pole.
Give a lap dance even though you're big.
Exactly. As long as we have big girl parties out here, and boy, let me tell you, they done shove 300 feet of anal beads between their legs and have the dudes pull them out with their teeth, and I done seen 8 balls pop out. Yeah, I done seen 8 balls pop out of the coochie.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah, what?
Okay.
And she was not no skinny chick. She was a big old chick. I done seen the candlestick go around and around and around. I mean, you know, don't sleep on it. You ain't got to wait till you're skinny to do some of these things.
Yeah.
You know, lap dancing, to drop it down like it's hot, the split, the booty bounce, all that. You definitely ain't got to wait till you're skinny to see that.
If
you can do it, we can make money.
Well, you know, another stereotype is that all fat people are really depressed, and that's another thing they look say they're not happy with themselves, and that's
yeah,
not true.
They're not happy with themselves. That's not true at all.
Mm-hmm. That's not true. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be. There's some people that are not happy with themselves. Like now, the holidays is coming up. This is when most people get upset. You know, you worry about them single. Okay, well, then do something.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be single, but don't settle for trash.
Right.
You know?
I don't know. I enjoy being single. I feel like I'm single and I don't have to deal with the complications of being in a relationship, you know, because certain things that I do or that I like to do, you know, and certain ways that I've been accustomed to doing, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't have to answer to anyone. I think that's my whole thing. When you're in a relationship, I gotta tell him this, I gotta tell him that, and it just ain't right. And certain things you just don't not want to tell nobody. If I want to get up and walk out of my house at 3 o'clock in the morning, I can do that.
Right.
You know what I mean? I ain't gonna sit up there and tell him, listen, I got, or if I don't want to be seen with somebody, or rather, I don't want nobody coming by at 2 o'clock in the morning, you call me, listen, I want to come over, and I tell you no, I don't have to worry about you feeling
some
type of way, because you're my man, and you're obligated to do that, you know?
Right.
I like having that freedom, because if I tell you no, you're going to suck your teeth and hang up. And that's just the way it is. You know what I mean?
That's it. Yeah.
Like, you're not my man. You're not, it's not mandatory for you to be at my house 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, or every night. You know, I like my house. I like being able to roll around in my bed. You never know who might pop up. Maybe I don't want to see your monkey ass. Maybe I want to see somebody else, or maybe I already have company.
But, you know, there are some people who don't want to be single. They will, they just, like, it drives them crazy. Like, what's wrong with that?
Yeah, okay. Some people like, don't know how to cope. Yeah.
You learn to love you, you be single. You can cope with being alone. You know, hey, it's okay.
I mean, yeah, you know, I think it's an every move. Sometimes you do feel the need to want to be with somebody, or sometimes the phone
right.
don't ring, or sometimes you got nobody to call, everybody busy. So, yeah, sometimes it do, it's convenient. If you have a mate, you know, or somebody that you're digging. But I don't know, maybe, I don't know. I mean, but I think it doesn't matter how much I love you or how much you love me or, you know, how much love there is. Sometimes you need that break from one
yeah.
another.
I don't need to see you tonight. Good. Don't call. Don't come by.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, even now I get people that, I get people that feel some type of way because they don't have my direct home number. You know, I give them a, and I give everybody this number, and I call it a throwaway number, but all it is a forwarded number, you know, and I only give it out to people because my house number may change or
right.
I may not be home. That forwarded number, it can be forwarded to any phone I have. So that's my
right.
convenient way of giving it to you, but I also can't, but, you know, one of the convenient things I can do is I can send you to voicemail when I don't want you to ring my house number. You know, I can choose who I want to call me. So that is a convenient thing on my behalf, but in all
right.
actuality, I haven't done that to a lot of people, though. I haven't put them for voicemail only. I haven't done that to a lot of people, but it's possible, you know. Hint, exactly. But I don't have a man, so I could just tell you no, or leave me alone, or I'll talk to you later,
right.
or I'll sleep, or whatever. And, you know, you feel some type of way, that's your business. You know, I
but
don't
see,
feel obligated
lies,
or guilty. Huh?
Therein lies the fact that you're secure with yourself, and you're bold enough to say, look, I don't want to be bothered with you. I just don't want to be bothered. You don't have to pussyfoot
mm-hmm.
around and say, well, no, I'm going to tell you. I'm bold enough to tell you. I don't want to talk to you tonight. I'm busy. I just don't feel like talking. I don't have to play the game, you know.
Another big, big, big stereotype that you get about big people, especially big women, is that you got to settle for
no.
whoever offers you penis.
Right.
No, I don't. This year, I think a lot of guys have got that in their head. No, I don't, you know, because a lot of guys have, who you think you are, da-da-da-da-da. Like, listen, nigga, you asked me. I didn't ask you for shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You offered me whatever you offered me, or you asked me whatever you asked me, and I didn't ask you for shit. Now,
I don't,
if this game is whack, or if you ain't laying the pipe, then bye. You know, like, my whole theme is beat it and leave it. Maybe, yeah, maybe sometimes I do need that casual intimacy, as we like to call it on this show. It's called casual intimacy. Sometimes you want to be held. Sometimes I just want to lay next to you. Sometimes I want that. But I'm single, so therefore I can call somebody up who just want to hold, who just want to be around me because
right.
I'm a nice girl, or who just want to lay here just for the hell of it. You know what I mean? I don't have to have sex with him. You know, I can pick and choose. I don't have to, because you have a big dick, or because you are the only one offering me what? Like, have you logged into my Facebook page lately? Have you heard my phone, my voicemail lately? You're not the only one. Sorry, boo. Got
me right.
Inapplaceable. Oh, sorry. You must not know that. Oh, sorry. God. That was with emotions right there.
Guess what?
Oh,
you're not the only one.
Exactly. Like, and that's what they fail to realize. In 2010, it's not that we need love. You get love. And if you're a big, beautiful woman and you know, not even a big, beautiful woman, if you're just a woman, period, and you know your worth, and you know that you hold something dear, and you have something that they want, then you know that you know, you don't have to settle for anything.
That's right.
Just because nobody's being there doesn't mean that's not going to change next week. I've had 1 week nobody's called me, but I've had 2 weeks where my phone wouldn't stop ringing, you know, so.
Right.
You know, and that's just crazy, you know, like they call you. And I always think that guys have a third sense that they don't know about, sixth sense that they don't know about, where they can tell when you're on your period. They can tell when a woman's on their period, because it's like when you're on a period, guys want to call you. They just know that you're horny or something like that. They just smell it on you. And then when you're not, they forget about you. I think that's another topic, though.
I think it's.
But I'm just saying. Huh?
I think that is true.
That is true. It's like they smell the sex in your hormones or something like that. They can smell it on you and all that good stuff. But as soon as you, like, not ready or something like that, then they, I don't know, maybe it's just me. Maybe that's just me. I don't know. But let's go ahead and get into the next set. I got another spoken word artist for you named Black Poet. And we're going to get into a couple of songs. And then we're going to come back and we're going to finish up our conversation, ladies. See? So,
all right.
Enjoy my music, damn it.
By Joanne Stephen. A mother, a daughter, a sister, a friend. I am that woman. A soldier, a fighter. A debater, a warrior, I am that woman. A public speaker, an author, a poet, a charmer, I am that woman. What I refuse to be is a failure, a loser, a problem or victim of society, living life blindly trying to blame the economy, or better yet, to blame the system because I was too fearsome, or illiterate to learn a new curriculum and tied down by the slum just to ruin my life when it has just begun. I will never be that woman
never.
To promote negativity. I will be that woman to live successfully.
I am
that woman. In my life, I've seen it all. And now it's time for me to pass on this knowledge to you, all my sisters. My trouble, sister. This is my gift to you. Been many days, couldn't take the pain. Felt off the tape, my life away. Seen every day, and every other youngster the same. Something right now, my feeling down. Running in the street, so self-esteem. Taking that used to be me. What a shame.
Just to back and see the same thing that happened to me, happened to you.
The same love, but here's the ball, wanna get it going.
Don't let it get to you, don't let me escape. You can break through, take what I've been through, through me. You can't hold a good woman down. They wanna get her love, but like I had enough. Which is the answer, but that
valley and the sea walked through the door. She wondered if it would be okay. It's hard for her when he doesn't respond. He says, babe, you look amazing. You look daddy in that dress. It's just not like it used to be. Then she says, I may not be pretty, but I'm all woman. From Monday to Sunday, I work harder than you know. I'm no clapping lady, but I'm all woman. And this woman needs a little love to make it strong. You're not the only one. She's dancing and lets the tears flow. Tears that she's been holding back so long. She wonders where did all the love go? The love they used to share when they were strong. She says, yes, I look a man, but I don't love you anything. I thought you always thought enough of me to always be impressed. I may not be a lady, from Monday to Sunday, I work my fingers to the bone. I'm no plastic lady, and I'm all woman. This woman needs a little love to make her strong. You're not the only one. He holds her and has been ashamed. He doesn't see her like he used to do. He's too wrapped up in working for his fame. He can't see the pain he's returned to. Attention that he pays is vanished in the deep. He's a man with how it used to be. Well, he used to say, I'll always be a lady. Cause you're all from Monday to Sunday. I love you much more than you know. Yeah.
Fantasy Radio,
playing the best music from yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
And that is so true. Right here on Fall Fantasy Radio, I'm your host, Miss LaCrush Hearts, and we are continuing the Super Fluffy Takeover. Tonight's topic, we had two questions, actually, we posed. First, we asked, what are some stereotypes about fat people that you have found not to be true? And also, we asked, if you could be skinny for 3 days, what would you do? And if you are slender, what if you had, or, you know, everybody found something that they don't like about themselves. So let's just say this real quick. If you have the perfect body, your ideal body, your ideal weight, your ideal look, what would you do if you had that for 3 days? If I came down or somebody came down and grant you that wish, perfect body, for 3 days, excuse me, what would you do? You can call us up, 347-989-0767. That's 347-989-0767. Press that one and chime in. Let us know what you think. Shout out to a girl from Detroit who jumped in the chat, and it seemed that my comment had made people had a whole different conversation going on. Oh, wow, there's a whole other conversation going on in the chat room right now. They went to about relationships, because we started talking about relationships, Lady C. They done went into relationships and took in and twisted and turned it and everything. So. They are going ham in there, ham and turkey. So, I don't know, this might have to be one of our topics. So.
Yeah. But a lot of it comes when you got to love yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You can't let other people, you know, make you change who you are until you're ready. You can be a big girl and want to be small, and it's okay.
I did it one time and royalty screwed it up because I thought I wasn't.
But, I mean, you got to be secure within yourself.
Yeah. True. But
it's not
like
saying you
have to grow
wrong. If you want to do it, it's okay because that's what you want to do for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But everybody else bombarding you, telling you you got it, then it's the wrong, you know, it's harder for you because you're trying to make everybody else happy, and you may be small and still be miserable. You lose all that weight and you're still going to be miserable.
Can I ask a question? When we ask the question, if you were skinny, what would you do? A lot of people gave these answers, and that's why I tried to change the question around just now. But a lot of people gave answers that you can do as being a big person.
Right.
So my question is, when you say skinny, do you think of perfection?
No.
Do you think of skinny or slender? Is that what you think of, being as being perfect or your perfect ideal of perfection?
No, I don't. Because if I was skinny, I think I would look anorexic. I've been big forever, so I would think I was anorexic. I mean, to me, if I could, my perfect body for me, if I could lose my belly, maybe down to a size 18 and just lose my belly, and that would be perfect for me. I don't want to be a 7, a 6, a 2. Ooh, no, I don't even want to be a 12 or a 14.
I feel, like you said, yeah, like size 18, 16, that's good for me, 16, 18.
Yeah.
I don't want to be, and I don't know if it's because I've already been
Like, I just feel like my personality, my being, who I am, basically, I could say that I honestly grew into my bigness, and on that note, that's also who the Crush Hearts is. You know
right.
what I mean? I'm a super-sized, you know, BBW. You get what I'm saying? And I build myself up, I guess, my self-esteem, everything around being super-sized BBW. And then if I was just to roll over one day or push a button or get a surgery or something like that, or swallow a pill and become skinny, I don't know what I'll be able to do with myself.
Yeah.
That is just like being a whole new person, literally.
That's
literally.
Another person. It is, because it's like you say, you grew into it. And, yes, there are some people who still don't accept the plus size. Okay, everybody got a different taste. I may not want a bald-headed man or a man with dreads, but it's your choice. Don't try to make it where, you know, don't try to put them down like it's their fault. Just say, I don't, you know, you're not what I'm looking for. Okay, I accept that.
Mm-hmm. You're not my
type.
Yes. And everybody have preference. And is there a difference between preference and standard stuff?
Yeah.
My whole thing. Is there a difference between preference, like you preferring a certain type of woman, or is standards? You know, these are my standards. Interesting, right?
I think
I think there's a difference. There's a slight difference in between the two. I'm going to go back real quick. The topic we did, where we did the play foreplay and the play
right.
the pay foreplay and the pay to play. I think that's where I'm going with this. So those that listen to the show, y'all already know. that's a whole other topic. I think that's
right.
a whole other topic, and I think I'm gonna do that for next week.
Okay.
Is there a difference between preference and standards we're referring to a mate?
Mm-hmm.
Whether it be a soulmate, whether it be, you know, just a girlfriend or a boyfriend or your man or, you know,
just a playmate.
It's a difference between them. So,
I say a playmate, just a playmate.
Yeah, a playmate or a friend with benefits or something like that. But somebody, you know, somebody you're being intimate with. So that's the question for next week. Ooh, I like my show. I like when that happens. See? Y'all already got my... Is there a difference between preference and standards when referring to a relationship, basically? Because that's what it all boils down to, right?
Right.
So that's the topic for next Thursday, right here for Fantasy Radio. We continue with the Super Fluffy Takeover. I also want to remind y'all that Guinness Book World Record holder Norma Stitz will be in the building, 120 triple X, not L, not M, not N, not O, not P, but XXX. That's not her website, not her blog line.
I have a good thing. I mean, it's just when you say triple X, she couldn't have been a double Z.
She's a triple X. I don't know. That's what I see. 120 triple X is her bra size. She's literally fit two little people in each cup of her bra size. So she's going to be on there. If you have any questions you would like to ask, you would like me to ask her, or you too shy to call in yourself, you can also send them to phonefantasyradio@gmail.com, or you can hit us up on facebook.com/phonefantasyradio. Like us. Listen, we almost have 400 people on Phone Fantasy Radio on Facebook, Lady C. We got 390 people who like us. Yay!
Yay! That's a good thing.
So, so we're making moves. We're definitely making moves. Shout out to the people that are on Facebook that, you know, that sent me friend requests and became my friend today. You know, and all that good stuff. That's right. We have 390, almost 400. So, you know, if you like Phone Fantasy Radio, you like what I'm doing, you enjoying us, definitely go hit us up,
facebook.com/phonefantasyradio. Also, you can visit our website, phonefantasyradio.com, and you can see past shows and archives and, you know, basically what's going down. Basically what's going down. that is... Okay, hold on. Somebody was writing something. I lost him. Okay. they going in on the in the chat room here. Okay. My mom always said, okay. My BFF is so tiny and she still works out all the damn time. I told her she needs to get some meat on her bone. Me too. I would love to lose some weight. I'm a size 26, but I would love to be a size 16 after having both my kids, my belly decided to stay. I'm happy being plus size, just want to lose some weight. I don't want to look like these skinny bitches. They all look alike. Mm-hmm. I feel the same
way. Yeah.
If I lose weight, I would be healthier for sure. Probably wouldn't have the sleeping disorder. Like the one Kara said, all fat people have sleeping disorders. no, we don't. I think that was Isaiah who said that. Cool. No, don't have the show in the afternoon. But I am looking to do a new show. I want to do a new show. You know, just ask a little variety to Phone Fantasy Radio. And on that note, we got another caller. Hello. Hey, caller. 718. How you doing, D?
What up?
Mm-hmm. What's going on with y'all? We are chilling. What's up with you?
You know me. It works. Making money as usual. You know how that go.
Okay. Well, tonight we have a topic. Shucks. All right. Just went off the page. Okay. Tonight we have a topic. Ask you about our topic.
Okay.
Tonight's topic is. You can't answer it?
Sure. Answer your thought.
Okay. Tonight's topic, the first topic, the first question of the night was, first topic is, what are some stereotypes about fat people that you have found not to be true?
Stereotypes I heard about fat people that is not true?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, I feel like this, like from my experience of working in nightclubs and this and that, I've always heard females saying, oh, big girls, they can't dance, they can't move, they ain't flexible. That's a goddamn lie. That's a goddamn lie right there. I see some big girls take their whole dance floor apart. And as far as flexible goes, I see some big girls put their legs so far back, they damn near their toes in their ear. So that's one of the main things I hate to hear somebody say a big girl is not flexible and they can't move. But everybody knows that's a goddamn lie.
I hear that. We also had another question for tonight. The original question, if you could be skinny for 3 days, what would you do? But the alternate, and we said, if you could have your ideal body, if you could have your ideal physical body for 3 days, what would you do?
Hold on, I didn't understand that part. It's on the two part. What you said? Was the question to repeat that one?
Okay, the ultimate question, if you could have your ideal body, if you could have the ideal physical weight, look that you've always dreamed that you was, what would you do for 3 days?
If I could have my body.
You could have your ideal body, your fantasy physical body, or, you know, if you were skinny for 3 days, only for 3 days you have this, what would you do? We had pose naked, we had pole dancing, stripping, Yeah, all types of shit.
No, you know what I think I would do? I think I would take a picture of my whole body completely nude, and send it to every ex-girlfriend I used to talk to. Go out, do porn for like 2 days. Go do like one or two porno things in one day. And then go. I don't know. Do some dumb shit. I don't know.
Yeah, one person who said they want to fit through the gate, like a small space. Like, you know, the gate had the chain on it, and, you know, instead of jumping over it or climbing over it, they would just slip through the little opening.
I would take pictures of my body and send it to any girl I used to talk to. You can play me back in the day in high school or whatever. But you remember me back in the day, this is me now, Jenny Jones, old school type shit. Do that, go get some porn, you know, walk around with the jeans on and the tank top, like I'm 50 cent and shit, like, yo, what up?
He said jeans and the tank top.
Nah, you know what, I think I would go to Lucille Roberts and walk in there with no shirt on and be mad muscular, like, ladies, what up, can I get my hand?
You're an asshole for that one. That's fucked up. Go to Lucille Roberts with no shirt off and do what?
And just stand there like I'm crazy.
Posing. Like, sir, do you want? I just want to go around and just have all the women spoon off of you, right? You're just going to go in there for the free tour. Because you know when you go in there to sign up, they give you a little tour of the facility. So you just want to go in there for the free tour.
Yeah, you know.
Now, what's up with that? Why would you go sign up for a gym and always got to be the fat person to give you the introduction? How does that mean?
What?
I got to relate to this person? Like, when I went to a gym, I think it was Lucille Roberts. It was a fat person introduced. Like, how are you doing? Welcome. What? I didn't come here to look like you. Nigga, you look like me.
They didn't want to intimidate you.
I'm good.
Shit, she should have been smaller. Shit.
Give me some hope.
Exactly, right? She has to be skinny. She should have been smaller. You could have been one of them healthy fat people. OMG. We've been wilding out on here, D.
Okay, now hold up. Who's the special guest on there? Who's the lady out here? Who else said on here with you?
I'm not a special guest. That's Lady C. Well, she is special.
That's
to
okay,
yeah.
Up, baby.
Hey, how you doing?
Loud ass background.
My bad. Loud ass.
Sorry.
Loud
ass
background.
No problem.
My bad.
No, I'm driving truck my way. I want to get in your truck. I want to get in your truck.
You get in my truck, you might not want to get out.
Get in your truck and bring me my birthday gift.
Okay. I can do that.
Oh, OMG, y'all so crazy. Next week, folks, we came up with our topic, but I was telling them next week, Tuesday, 9 p.m. Eastern, we have Guinness Book World Record holder for the world's largest breast in the world on the fucking planet, Miss Norma Stitz. No, Tuesday. November 16th, excuse me. November 16th at 9 p.m. Eastern. So that's the only reason why you called? Because you wasn't supposed
to call? No.
Have you heard the way he said that, right, Lady C?
Yeah.
You heard the way he said that. That's just not familiar. What does that mean? That's all I'm going to call.
I have something to call.
No.
What is it called for her?
Like you were disappointed for a moment there.
You can only take a mouthful of D, no matter how big they are.
Say what?
They want to know, are you driving an 18-wheeler?
No, I'm driving a 24-foot box truck, a big moving truck. I'm driving that tonight. Nothing bigger than, I ain't driving a big boy truck tonight. Hell, man. I'm tired of that shit.
You tired of 18-wheeler?
Yeah. I'll be moving that shit around for a while.
Oh, so you're driving a mini truck? No, I'm just driving a mini truck now. It only got four wheels. No, the one I'm driving, it has six wheels on it. Yeah, six wheels. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I get it. With a trailer, right?
No, it's got the box in the back. It's a six-wheel truck.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You gotta put the box on top of it, right?
They come with the box with you on it.
The
truck I'm driving is about. It's the type of truck that you move a house with. You can move a whole house. Everything out of one whole house at one time.
Yeah, I know. And then you could put a box on top of it, or you could take the box off.
No, you can't take the box off this one. You do that shit, everybody could die. No, you don't get the box off this one.
Okay, whatever. I'm going to try to dwell on that right there. I'm not going to continue with that. Or I know that got six wheels on it. Yeah, like it got six wheels on it. That's all we need to know. So it's not 18 wheels, it's six wheels.
No, I drove that truck earlier. I drove an 18 wheeler today,
earlier today?
Yeah, earlier today. Almost got into an accident with some old retarded fuck driving a fast car. I just want to know when they gonna make a law in New York. When is When is too old to drive on a fucking car? When is they gonna make that law happen? I mean, like, yo, they can make any kind of laws now. They make laws about retirement now. You can't retire till you're 69 years old. Then they make a law about driving. You gotta stop driving at 55. Okay, 60. Because some motherfuckers don't need to be driving. You get the old Jewish people, you got the little fast ass Lexus and BMWs. They all close up on the stairway.
Yeah, well, then you do have some 60-year-olds that run marathons, so that don't work neither.
Okay, you said they run marathons. They're not good at driving. They can run 20 miles. They can't drive for shit.
Wow.
Yeah. When it's too old to fucking drive, I'm like, yo.
When you can't afford to buy your license.
No.
They made
that law, and one person gonna open each other renew their license. The computer gonna say too old. Hell no.
You must be going to chauffeur them around then.
Do I like driving Miss Daisy? Fuck out of here.
Well, you got to make up for it. If they can't drive, they got to get around somewhere.
Miss Daisy need to be driven.
It's not driving Miss Daisy. I am not more than free, man, either. Sorry. Come on, Miss Daisy. Where you want to go today? Nah, fuck it. Fuck out my car. Walk, nigga. Walk.
Then if that's the case, people that take public transportation is going to really have to pay $10 a ticket.
Yeah.
Now we have more people that's going to take transportation.
No, that's what they have accessorized for the senior citizens to call them niggas to come up.
Accessorized not just for older folks as well.
I know that too, but that's what it's mostly made for.
It's made for disabled, elderly, and disabled.
So it's mostly for elderly.
Just because you're old don't mean you're disabled.
But I still say, I just say at a certain age, you'll actually not be driving anymore. I just put it like that. I'm sorry.
Well, there's some young people that can't drive too.
Okay, Lady C, goddamn, you trying to choke me with that one? Shit. She came on all with it.
Because Lady C, you're going to have to stop driving after 10 years.
Apparently.
10 years, Lacey ain't gonna be able to drive. Lacey, in 10 years, you ain't gonna be able to drive.
She came on all with that part.
I can't drive right now, but
Lacey, you're gonna feel some type of way. Lacey, you're gonna feel some type of way. Just cut her driving time in half. Lacey,
I mean, damn.
You told her she can't drive in 10 years. She feels some type of way.
I mean, she made me feel like I was a bitch in the bedroom. Fuck my titty. What the fuck is that about? Damn. I definitely know you roll the bedroom now. Oh, hell no. But nigga don't do it right, his ass going home. God damn.
Only on fall fantasy.
Hey, Crush, don't sit back. You know your ass ain't no different from your damn self. I don't want to hear that shit.
I do not rule the bedroom. I just want it right.
Oh, and that's a way to say it. I just want it right.
What you
said?
I don't want
it. I don't rule the bedroom. I just want it right.
No, that's him, what he said about me.
No, he said you're not. You know, you ain't the quiet one either.
Yes, I am.
Whatever.
You're too
Okay, you say we're bossy in the bedroom. I rule the bedroom.
I don't know. Maybe not.
It's not ruling it when you tell him that's not what I want.
But hold up. When a man says that's not what we want in the bedroom, we can never get what we want. Shit.
If you were my man, you get what you want.
I guess it depends on who bedroom you're in. Exactly.
Thank you.
That goes for all females. All females be on the same shit. In the bedroom, y'all females want to be the fucking warden, the CEO, the judge, the executioner, your mother, your father. Sit here.
I like it. I like him to take control, as long as he knows he's controlling it right.
It's bad when a nigga try to take control and he still can't get it. He still can't do what he want to do.
Oh, yeah, he can if he takes control and he done it right. He got all the control.
That's in Lady C bedroom. Cause no, he can't. Then I can take control. He won't sit on the front. I'm gonna punch him.
See that shit?
I'm gonna lock and twist. I'm gonna lock and twist. You let nigga take control. Next thing you know, you got dogs in there. You got something wicked going on in there. Or another woman done popped up. Another guy done popped up. Nah, I'm good. They got nipple clamps for you. Nipple clamps.
Whoa.
Who put that down? Yeah, where you get them at?
They got butt plugs. You know, you like, nigga take control. You don't know, something always bound to happen. This nigga, all he want to do is lay there and get head. What?
Whoa. You know, hold up. I got to say something on that part.
You let nigga take control. He don't know what the fuck he doing.
Hold on. I gotta say this about y'all females. I'm not saying all y'all. I'm just saying in general. Y'all are some selfish fucking females these days. I swear y'all selfish. Y'all always want a nigga to eat the pussy and shit. Y'all always want a nigga to eat the pussy. But some nigga said, can I get some head? Oh, I don't feel like doing it. I'll do it next time. What are you playing IOUs in the bedroom and shit? What the fuck is this about?
Well, I beg to differ because I've ran into men who want the head job and don't want to eat the pussy.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know what? Speaking for a minute,
that's all they want is head. And then they want to roll over. They tired of it. Something done hurt, started hurting.
Well, you know what? Speaking for a man like me, I have no problem eating the pussy. Hell, I like doing it. I have no problem. I like eating
pussy. So what's the problem?
You know, females are just fucking selfish about giving back. That's what I'm saying. Fuck.
Oh, so he wants a head back.
I mean, hell, we can do 69. It don't matter.
I was just going to say, tell her that's 69. You know what? There's no problem with 69.
I'm
putting
ass in my face. I'm still some type of way. I'm putting your ass in my face. Lay down.
I mean, you get on top of me.
I don't feel like doing that either. If I do that, I ain't gonna want to suck your dick. God, that shit gonna be feeling so good. Who got time to suck dick when that shit's so good? I'm not doing that.
What, you gonna do me first and then I do you?
They can do a 60. You can do a 68.
What,
you
want?
Oh,
We don't do that. No.
He said that's the problem. He got too many of them saying that they owe him one, and he never gets his one. Later, everyone.
Later.